This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Humanitarian aid arrived overnight into northern Gaza after Israel reopened the lone crossing on the northern edge of the strip, allowing aid trucks to pass through the Erez checkpoint following U.S. demands to do more to address the growing humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The aid development comes one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. Blinken told reporters as he departed Israel, if Hamas truly wants to help the people of Gaza, the time is now.
The whole world is watching. And if Hamas purports to care about the Palestinian people and wants to see an immediate alleviation of their suffering, it will take the deal.
New estimates from the United Nations show that if the Israel-Hamas war stopped today, it would still take until 2040 to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in nearly 7 months of Israel's bombardment and ground offensives. Meanwhile, police across the United States have arrested more than 1,600 people as crackdowns on campus protests continue. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Organizers of the protest say it's a peaceful movement aimed at defending Palestinian rights and protesting the war. After a chaotic nighttime scene at UCLA, Chancellor Jean Block said that a group of instigators had perpetrated fighting that broke out. Hundreds of students and alumni remain gathered in the encampment after reconstructing barricades, despite the arrival of large numbers of police with riot gear. At University of Wisconsin in Madison, a scrum broke out early Wednesday. Four officers were injured. At Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, an encampment was dismantled and there were clashes as protesters were arrested for violating a ban on tents on the campus lawn. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers say they're worried fortifications are not being built quickly enough as Russian forces continue to advance along the front lines of the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has this report on the latest.
Ukrainian soldiers say there is no safety in retreating as rear defensive lines barely exist as the war plows on in Ukraine. Lack of ammunition against better armed Russian forces is forcing the outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers to pull back. Ukrainian forces have surrendered one village after another as intense fighting roils the countryside surrounding Avdiivka nearly 3 months after the strategic city fell to Russia. The eagerly awaited aid package from the U.S., recently passed by Congress, is expected to help Ukraine close the firepower gap. Until then, Russia will continue to make gains. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, said Thursday the 2024 global economic forecast shows several reasons for continued optimism. Speaking in Paris, OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann Thursday said the global economy is still suffering from higher than optimal inflation and a tight labor market, but other areas are driving growth.
Global activity is proving relatively resilient. Private sector confidence is improving, inflation has declined within sight of central bank targets, and risks to the outlook are becoming more evenly balanced.
But the OECD report noted the global recovery is unfolding differently across the world's regions, and the mixed economic landscape is expected to persist with inflation and interest rates declining at different paces. Chinese officials said Thursday 48 people are dead and search efforts continue in southeastern China after a highway section collapsed in a mountainous area, sending more than 20 cars down a steep slope. Officials in the city of Meizhou said three other people were identified pending DNA testing. It wasn't clear if they were dead or not, which would bring the death toll to 51. Another 30 people had non-life-threatening injuries. As his hush money trial continues in New York, former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing possible additional punishment for violating a judge's gag order. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Prosecutors are seeking $1,000 each for four comments by Trump that they say violated a gag order, barring him from attacking witnesses. Jurors and others. That's on top of a $9,000 fine the judge imposed Tuesday related to other gag order violations and the threat of jail time if he does it again. Also today, testimony resumes from lawyer Keith Davidson, who represented porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Both said they had sexual encounters with Trump, which he denies. The former president also denies charges. He falsified business records to pay hush money to silence women before the 2016 election. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Jeff Custer. This